friends, Romans, countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Kia ora, Zoe.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, I'm just so enamored with your fantastic bright pink pants today.
Thank you.
They are so good.
Find $5.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, what's going on in the theatre world?
Well, I want to talk about a play called Missing People. And it was a brand new play that premiered at the start of this year in February in Tokyo, and then went to England, but had to be cancelled pretty soon after because of COVID-19. But it's a bilingual play. It's
A
bilingual family drama, which is performed by Japanese and British actors. And when you're watching it online, the Japanese parts have subtitles, which is pretty cool. But I'm curious as to how they did it in the actual theatre. Maybe it was just one where it was so clear that you kind of got what was happening. But it's sort of, the premise is that there's this woman, Sakiko, and her British fiancé, Dan, and they're going to Japan so Dan can meet her parents for the first time. And it's like, it's a family drama in that sense, that Sakiko feels that her brother's always been like the perfect child and the favourite. And she's sort of, you know, bringing this foreign man home to, like, meet her parents. But then also it's a little bit creepy. Like, once she gets there, mysterious stuff starts happening. And her father's, like, gone for hours on end during the day. And her mum's acting weird. And there's a strange figure in the garden. So,
damn.
I feel like this narrative of bringing someone home to meet the parents and then weird things happening is popping up a lot at the moment. Like Get Out?
Yeah, true.
And, well, that's a movie, not a play, but you know.
Yeah, same sort of vibe. But that will be really cool, and I like the idea of a bilingual play.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I've seen one before, and it was here in Auckland last year, Pinai by Marianne Infante. She came up. And that was really cool. And that was one where it was just so clear that I mean, I don't know what I lost from it by not understanding.
But you still came out feeling like you got a lot out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's one that I would recommend. It could be a little bit hard to find. I don't know how popular the play was, but I think the best way to do it is to go to YouTube and type in Missing People Online. And then the title of the video is Missing People Online. It might not be the first one, because when I typed it in, there were like all these like...
We'll stick it in the old podcast description, how about? And
great.
Then you guys can find it there.
And the channel is Leeds Playhouse.
Leeds Playhouse. Fantastic. Yeah.
So I would recommend that one this week.
I found it.
Oh,
Tess
found
very
it.
Easy.
Oh, my instructions
Good
learned.
Instructions, yes.
Excellent stuff.
And then I guess... what else is happening this week? The Kōanga Festival is still happening because that's a month-long thing.
Cool.
So I thought I'd just run through the things that are happening this week. So there's one online play reading tonight at 7 p.m. called Ruck and Maul, which I thought were the names of like two people, but it turns out it's a rugby term.
Yes, sport.
Certainly I didn't know that either.
Because I was reading the blurb and it's talking about... you know, this game has shaped generations and it also acts as protection from hard truths that affect the whole community. And I was like, game? What game? And then Googled...
the sport.
Yeah, Googled Ruck and Maul and was like, oh, it's not like, you know, a...
fun nicknames.
Yeah, cheeky duo, like running around. Like, Ruck and Maul.
You think of like Rick and Morty, because that's kind of the same, yeah.
True. Anyway, you can watch that tonight at 7 p.m. either on Facebook or YouTube. And that would be the Topo Theatre's Facebook or YouTube. But also a great way to do it is just head to topotheatre.nz. And that has the whole shebang of what's happening.
Brilliant.
Tomorrow there is a podcast coming out called Kūpapa, and that's at 7 p.m. And I think it's in podcast form, but I think it's kind of going to be a radio play situation. And it's basically, it's the story of someone's tūpuna, so a grandparent, who was described as beautiful, strong, and brave, but also deceitful, broken, and loathed.
Dang.
So it's this reimagining of historical events through their eyes, and it's 60 minutes long, and that'll be up tomorrow. And then on Thursday, one of the... parts of the whole, like the biggest part of the festival, which is called Waitangi, and that's sort of the like a group of little plays all sort of coming together to tell this story. One of those is on, called A Little Brown Lie, and it's a 10-minute play, so really short, really easy to see. And it's basically about a girl recruiting her Oreo-speaking best friend to help her win over this guy online, but there are unintended consequences.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so there's new stuff Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday for the Kōranga Festival this week. And on Sunday, there'll be a kōrero about kūpapa, so the Wednesday
cool.
play.
That sounds cool. like so much stuff in the theatre world. People are really working hard. Thank you for bringing us those awesome recommendations, Zoe.
Not a problem.
And if you did miss them or you want an easy way to find the links at home, we will put them up in the podcast so you can just jump on the BCast page and click the little hyperlink and it'll take you straight there.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
Cool.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
Thank you, Zoe.
You're welcome.